Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Getting Dug with Hi. My guest today is a very funny comedian, a friend of mine. You've heard him a lot and seen him on Comedy Bang Bang with my other friend, Scott Aukerman, who's not a pot smoker.
Yeah, and so he's no use to us now.
And your album, his album, is called Low Hanging Fruit. It's James Adomian, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, friends.
Got a 7 or 8 people strong audience.
Yeah, you can hear him applauding through the internet.
Yeah. So people know that we're not doing this alone. This isn't my basement. This is a very fancy studio.
It's made to look like a basement.
In space. It's basement.
It's basement.
It's a basement. So what's your deal in terms of what kind of things you like to smoke? Are you a sativa person or an indica?
You know, I never know. I always ask, and then I get so high that I don't remember the difference. Which one's the heady one and which one's the down-low body one? Indica's the down-low body high?
Indica's more of a body high, more like it kind of knocks you out, whereas right. Sativa's more of an upper, like it's more like for the
brainwaves.
Thinking of jokes.
Let's go that way. It sounds like it's proven.
I brought some of each today, as I always do. Blackberry Kush is the indica. And according to our friends at Leafly, it's good for pain and causes almost no anxiety.
Oh, well, I do have a lot of pain and some anxiety.
yeah, right?
So I can see the argument for that.
And then I also brought some headband, which the place I bought it from calls it a sativa. But on Leafly.com, they say that it's indica dominant hybrid. But I don't know if... I think sometimes the names just get thrown around for it could be either. So you just have to trust your
some guy scrapes it off the table and goes, bah, sativa.
And according to Leafly, though, the indica that they say headband is it's good for a nice wind down when you're ready to call it a night.
They have that on.
That's on the site. So you can go on there and just read about, you know, what you know, what's best for you in any given situation that you might have.
So it sounds like the vaults of Arrowhead with maybe a little bit more trustworthy and believable instead of like mad scientists.
Yes.
Okay.
If you say so. What do you like to smoke out of generally? Are you a joint roller? Do you roll joints?
I don't roll anything, no.
Yeah, me
if
neither.
It's handed to me, I will do that.
Yeah, and so you just like all variety of pipes?
Dude, pipes, bongs, dude, seriously, like one hitter, like even a fat, well, like 2-3 hitter?
We don't have a one hitter, but we have a couple 2 or 3 hitters, smaller pipes.
Yeah, dude, no problem. Like I'd smoke out of Willy Wonka there. I'll smoke out of this little tree branch, dude.
I brought my Volcano vaporizer.
You can vape it.
But it's broken.
Well, so that's just there to mock us?
It's just there. I had it last week. I was going to talk about it, but Todd Glass and Sarah Silverman were on, and so things got out of control. And I never mentioned
it. Did Todd Glass break it?
No, it was already broken.
What if I thought I could really get
it? It lasted me for years and years, and I cherish it, but it exploded one day. Like, you can see, like, this button here is just gone. And I'm going to hopefully get a new one, but I thought if I showed it on the show, the people at Volcano might be like, oh, let's send him one.
You broke a vaporizer. It was like too high.
Yeah, well,
too much.
I'm sure, like your average coffee maker. Oh, it's 419. Your average coffee maker usually probably explodes after 6 or 7 years.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I look at it the same way. I'd get up every morning and have my coffee. And then one day I flipped the switch and it just went. And but I have no ill will because it was so good for so long.
It was a good investment.
Yeah. So I brought it in. Forgot to mention it last week. People were tweeting at me. Well, how come you're not using the Volcano? Why didn't you use the Volcano?
Why didn't you do it?
It's broken. So, but I'm going to give it away on an episode of Doug Loves Movies as part of the prize bag.
That would be a pretty good prize.
Doug Benson signed broken Volcano. That's got a that'd price sell for a couple bucks on eBay.
Yeah, you could use it
one or two
for a spaceship in a Lego universe or something.
You're what I like to call an idea man.
Mm-hmm.
You got
I have one bad idea.
All right, well, let's start with the, what do you call this pipe?
I called it the Gandalf, and then you corrected me and said it was a Willy Wonka.
But there's no right answers here.
Thank God. You know how much of a relief that is?
Oh, here, you get the first hit, though.
Dude, greens?
You get the greens.
Dude, seriously, it's smoking with Doug.
Take the greens at 420. We're doing it. 7:20 out there on the East Coast.
So 20 minutes after the hour.
Yeah. That's right.
20 minutes after the hour, your Two to the Top Ligus program.
Someone, I lost track of that question, but someone actually asked on Twitter, when did you first realize you could do a Tom Ligus impression?
I used to listen. When I moved to L.A., he was on KFI. And, you know, my parents listened to talk radio and stuff, so he was on in the afternoon drive on KFI, and he was like a political talk show host back then. He was like, all right, these Republicans are out of control. And he was just
was a standard Democrat
on the radio, and then at some point he flipped over and he's like, FM talk, I suddenly hate women.
Yeah.
Because it was more ratings, I guess.
No, he taught you how to fuck women.
That's
or
right.
How to make love
if
to them.
If you want a woman, what a little woman wants, a woman wants to be abused. You know what I'm talking about?
He would really
flip
his tongue around that much when he spoke?
No. It's only slightly. Do you know what I'm talking about? We're Doug. Doug in Culver City are on top, yellow.
And nobody, most people watching this probably have no idea who that guy is.
Oh, yeah, Tom
or that a guy really sounds like that.
He does sound kind of like a rubber band.
Oh, man. I used to listen to him because I was just amused by it. But, you know, it is kind of, it was kind of scary. I could see why he's not. Is he on anywhere anymore? He also had a wine show.
That's right. There was like a separate radio show.
About wine.
On the weekends.
Yeah.
Where
tits would not come up at all.
It was the same voice, but a completely different persona. If you're going to have a fine wine, try something from California, the Central Coast. It's really good.
Michael Coes on Twitter wrote asking, has James ever met someone that didn't appreciate his impression of him?
Very interesting.
Yeah. What does Sherlock Holmes think of your impression? Yes. Take a hit while you think about that one, and I'll load up something else.
It's a good thinking pipe.
Yeah.
I haven't met a lot of people that I did impressions of, besides, you know, comics, and they generally have a fun time.
And yeah, and Todd Glass was on the show last week.
Yeah.
And
What if I was still on the show? What if you thought I was gone, but I'm still here? And I'm just haunting it, and now I'm just inhabiting Jamesville. What if I really thought that? What if I thought I could actually get away with that?
That was 45 minutes of that.
I've met very few people that I actually did an impression of. I think I met, I actually met Tom Likas, but it was way before I ever did it. It was like when I was in college, I met Tom Likas randomly. I heard that Dove Charney was not a fan of my impression of him, the American Apparel guy.
Well, most people don't know what he sounds like, so you probably have a bit of a field day.
You have full leeway to do whatever you want.
It's me!
Let's do your high history real quick. When did you start smoking?
I think when I was 18. Yeah. Right after, I didn't smoke in high school. Right after high school, I smoked the first time.
And pretty regular?
No, just a little bit at first. And I never really smoked a lot, like most days out of the week until a couple years ago when I turned 30. But I would always smoke, you know, after shows when people had it around or at parties and stuff.
Yeah, I was that way for a long time when I first started. And then, you know, eventually you just have to have your own.
Right. You know? You're like,
eventually you have to smoke alone.
I need this feeling.
Yeah. And I need it now, whether there's people or
yeah,
not.
I don't need to be at a party.
I used to get, also, I used to get more paranoid. Like, I used to, like, smoke and then just rip through whatever any professional pot smoker was doing and then get, like, paranoid, like, Pink Floyd album cover paranoid. Like, why am I so wrong? Why am I the bad guy? And then, after I'm out of my 20s, it's just like, yeah, I get it. I'm a bad guy. Yeah, it's fine. Let's smoke more. Paranoia still happens, but I'm just like,
you're
I'm used
more
to it now.
Comfortable with
I'm
it,
like,
yeah.
Oh, right. I did everything wrong. Okay, I got it.
And do you have a, super famous person that you've smoked pot with?
Are you?
I'm pretty famous.
Okay, yeah. I thought, does that count?
So that counts.
Yeah, does Matt Messer count?
We got to get him on here.
Hey, man.
Wait, we don't need to get anybody on here. We just have you on every week.
So what you're saying is I'm such an iconic pot smoker that I might as well already be on.
Yeah, who is that?
Man, whatever.
Who
is that?
Who are you doing?
That's the best reaction. That's the gold reaction you're going for.
Yeah, who is that? Who's that supposed to be? Who's that supposed to be?
What?
What about, really? Nobody more famous than that? Nobody's ever going to have a good answer
to that. I don't
know
whose spot I can blow up.
Right. Go for it.
What if it was like...
That's part of what I'm trying to do, is just say, you know, mine is Brad Pitt.
Look, one time... This dude came up and he was like, I got weed if you got something to smoke out of. I got weed if you got something to smoke out of. And I said, I was like, yeah, I got a little pipe. And it was Wolf Blitzer. And it was at my parents' house. So I just like ganked up with Wolf Blitzer at my parents' house. That was a situation room.
Yeah. What a situation.
Yeah. Whoa, are you high now?
I am. That statement made me really high.
I know, me too.
I don't think I could.
I kind of lost it mid.
Was it really freaky?
And we're live? No, yeah. I saw the Andromeda Galaxy there for a second.
Does he, like, giggle?
What?
Does Wolf Blitzer giggle?
Nope. He goes straight into the news. He takes a big rip and he goes, we're monitoring the situation in Libya right now.
That'd be cool. Pod that made you serious newsman.
It just makes you snap into facts and knowledge.
Yeah, you just get real serious for a while. We've got pot topics.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's
pot topics.
Yeah, exactly.
Pot topics.
Wait a minute.
This is a new game. Every week, we'll see if the comedian does it before we do. Be a race. Like being referred to as the. Let's see what the comedian does.
The comedian.
Let's see what the
Ladies
high comedian does this
please
time.
Please welcome the comedian for the night.
Yeah. According to High Times, there's a lot of cities approved recreational marijuana last week. We talked about it a little bit on last week's show as much
Portland,
as I
Maine?
Could with Todd Glass. Yeah, Portland, Maine got on board. Ferndale, Jackson, and Lansing in Michigan. These are all places on my upcoming tour dates.
You reward cities?
Yeah.
With visits? If
you vote it in, I will come to a show there. No, I do plenty of, you know, there's people that like weed everywhere, so I do shows everywhere. I can't skip the towns where it's extra illegal.
Right.
Those people, they need it more so than the...
Do you ever go to some place where there's some
They
some...
need it. They need me.
Is there ever some sheriff that's like, he's going to come to my town, I'm going to teach him what the law
Nobody
is.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Waiting while you're on stage?
Never.
like the Blues Brothers? Let him finish the show, and then we move
never
in.
Never anything like that. I mean, I have performed behind chicken wire, but there's never been... I've never had an incident. I mean, I guess I'm really tempting fate by continuing to do live streaming, pot smoking. Our address is Culver City. Kansas, there's something going on here with Kansas. Is that, there's a organization called Fired Up Kansas put up a billboard calling for their state, let's do the same thing as Colorado.
Oh, nice.
So that's kind of neat.
So one billboard?
Probably.
That's all?
It's probably a highly trafficked spot.
That's how few people there are in Kansas. One billboard takes care of it.
Yeah. Well, maybe, yeah. It's certainly, you know, now things like that, they become news stories and go on the internet, which you'll see when you get home. He doesn't have internet on his phone.
I did finally buy the internet, so I am going to check it.
That's a weird thing I learned about you today. And then
I don't need these outside influences at all times as I'm going through my day, through my sacred journey.
There's a bonus pot topic. We should smoke some more, too. Sometimes we get so high we forget to smoke. That's embarrassing.
That sounds like a self-fulfilling prophecy or rule.
Uh-huh. Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga.
Gaga.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. She said in an interview on Z100 Morning Radio Show that she was at one point addicted to marijuana, smoked it like 15 or 20 times a day, that many joints a day, and that it helped her cope with pain from a hip injury and also physical and mental stress.
I can see that. Yeah.
She says all of that about it, and then she goes on to say more, which I will reveal after these messages. We will be right back. That's a cliffhanger.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brody Stevens. You enjoy enjoyable things? Well, I certainly do. Then check out my show, Positive Push, with Brody, every Tuesday, 12 p.m. Pacific time on the VPN network.
You may want to back up to give him room.
Okay, now you're now you're directing me. We got the guy from The New Girl pushing me around like Zoe Deschanel. What is this, Hello Giggles? You don't do that to me.
Hey, we're back, and there was for the live viewers, there was a bit of a disturbance in the force.
You noticed a disturbance in the force.
Yes, because the show was pulled because we got flagged. Flagged and pulled, they call it. We got flagged.
The old flag and
we got
pull.
The old flag and pull, which, you know, it costs about $20 downtown, but here we got it for free. And but now we're back via some other stream.
Alternate streaming.
And a lot of you are watching this tomorrow anyway.
So you're not affected directly by it.
Yes. Those of you who are seeing this later, this is a waste of your time and ours.
We are. This is like the live news.
No,
we are working through the difficulties. We are going to be operating throughout the night reporting on this story.
I like the... I like the live people. I like that there are people sitting there watching it, and then now followed us to another spot.
I know.
Like it's
that's
like
resilient.
It's like an underground crap game. Like, hey guys, we get thrown out of this joint. Well, let's go down through the sewer. Let's just play in the sewer.
How about the side of the old skate
lady
park
tonight? yeah, the skate park.
I am with you, no matter how many streams we go to, how many alternate websites, wherever it ends up, I'll be there.
He's in, you guys.
I'm in.
James Adomian here for
it.
The entirety of this episode. Smoking
you
the whole
sound
time.
Exhausted there.
I reloaded this for you.
You're like the entirety of the remainder
exhausting.
Of the balance of the episode he was contractually obligated to do.
Yeah, if you get a chance to see him live, see one of his shorter presentations. he's great 10 minutes at a time. And here we are, 20 minutes in.
Uncharted territory.
Yeah, no, this is going to be fun. I got a great game coming up here, but I just want to finish up with the cliffhanger that we dropped before the break that a lot of people that are watching live right now don't even know what I'm talking about. But Lady Gaga, she says she was addicted to marijuana.
Yes, that's right.
And that it helped her with her physical and mental stress. But then it also, then she went on to say she has stopped smoking marijuana. So first of all,
so she's just incredible pain.
She's going off about how addictive it is, and she quit it.
Mm-hmm.
She stopped doing it. It
right.
seems to be content with not doing it anymore. And also, she says it helped her with physical and mental stress. Like that's, so it seems like the story should be marijuana helped me, not it's addictive, so I quit.
And yeah, because, well, who knows if she was misquoted. I'm just saying, let Miss Gaga have her day in the public court. We don't need to have a media crusade about Miss Gaga. I think she does great things for the economy.
I think we're on crossfire.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Typical liberal.
I was going to say, how does Jesse Ventura feel about this Lady Gaga situation?
She's. How do we know that that's her real opinion about what's happening and that this isn't being filtered through the mainstream news? When we're talking, you think it's a coincidence that we're flipping streams, that they're shutting us down on the live feed?
Oh, you don't think it has anything to do with the weed smoking?
I'm just asking questions.
Me
it's
too.
It's legal. It's happening legally. What do they have to hide? That's all I want to know. Where are they sweeping it under? A rug of some kind? Do you have the answers? I don't have the answers. I literally just want to ask questions.
This is great because I just want to smoke weed. So you could do all the talking while I do the smoking. Because on this show, one of us has to be talking at all times, I think.
Where did that rule come from?
Oh, let's both just take a hit then.
You know, I got high with Hendrix once.
I forgot Jesse was still here.
Yep.
That's how high I am. Well, you do lots of great characters, and so I thought...
Thank you. Yes, I do.
Not you. Not Jesse.
What if I just...
Jesse, bring back...
Wait a minute.
I'm known for my impression of other Minnesota figures.
I'm sorry. Can I speak to James again?
Yes,
James
sir.
In there.
Thank you. I wanted a full James Lipton.
What do you call it?
Is it possible that I
exorcism.
Could speak to James in there?
Yes. So for this week's pot quiz hop shot... Pot quiz hop shot.
Bam, bam, ba-doo, bam-a-dee, bam. If you need like
yeah,
a song
that'd
for the
be
bit,
good.
Right?
That was it. We got it.
Here,
we just recorded it. Time for pot quiz hop shot.
Bam, bam, ba-doo, bam, ba-doo, boom, bop, bop, ba-doo, ba-doo, bop.
We'll just pull that one and use it every week.
Great.
All right.
Well, I'm available to call in if you want it.
Here's the game. I'm going to ask you a series of riddles, but also each riddle I'm going to begin by asking a certain celebrity that you do the voice of.
Oh, no.
The questions. You have to answer as that person.
All right.
And they're all, they all have tricky, there's a real
So it's
answer.
Harder than it sounds.
I think you'll get the hang of it.
Okay. This has never worked.
What do you mean?
I just retreat back into the theme song.
That's how you go backwards. That's how you erase all of this from happening. Okay, let's play.
And it keeps
over
going
again.
Over again?
Yeah. Okay. This is for Jesse Ventura.
Game.
What kind of coat can only be put on when wet? What kind of coat... Jesse Ventura can only be put on when wet.
I've worn a lot of different objects. I've worn uniforms. I've worn sweatshirts, sweatsuits. I've worn wardrobes I can't even tell you about. Do you understand that, Benson? I've
worn a feather boa. Understand it and appreciate it. Don't tell me.
You're asking what kind of suit you put on. It's wet. It's a wet suit.
Oh.
Yep.
No, sorry, Jesse.
Well, no, it's... How do you know?
The
do you
answer
have experience?
Is, the answer is paint.
I'm a Navy SEAL.
Paint.
That's the answer they want you
okay,
to know.
Okay, James, are you in there?
I refuse to
I want
acknowledge
James
it
back.
Was a mistake.
I want James back. Okay, next one. Paul Giamatti.
Okay, great. Yeah, well. Here it is. Probably not going to go well, folks.
You're a voiceover on those insurance ads right now.
Yeah, you noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing the voices because I had a pretty bad accident, and I'm paying for it by doing free ad work for them.
Oh, is this...
Liberty Mutual Insurance, yeah. Don't come after me for the school bus I drove off the road.
Wait, why were you driving a school bus? Aren't you an actor?
Maybe I went and stole it. Times are hard. I'm a real sack of failure.
What goes around the world but stays in a corner? Just ignoring the last thing you said. What do, you say, what do you say to a guy that says,
oh, thanks,
you're a sack of failure?
thanks for moving on. That's actually the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me, Doug.
The nicest?
Yep.
Hard to believe.
Usually I would have been slapped in the face by now.
What goes around the world but stays in a corner?
You know, that sounds real deep.
It's in a corner all the time, this thing. And yet, it travels.
A wheelbarrow. It goes, I'm dropping. A wheelbarrow.
No, it's a stamp.
Okay.
Like the corner of the envelope?
Yes!
Okay, all right.
Now you see what I'm saying?
All right.
I bet you Gordon Ramsay would know the answer to this question.
Why? I don't know if he would.
You don't like doing Gordon Ramsay?
I don't know if he would.
Where did I even hear you do Gordon Ramsay? Was it like in a sketch or something?
Yeah, it was on Comedy Bang Bang.
There you go.
Gordon Ramsay. Yeah.
I got a better one.
No, I could do them. I'm fascinated by the questions.
You just want to play as yourself?
Yeah.
All right.
But I'm... I feel like now everybody out there is going like, "Wow, I was rooting for you and doing a voice of the actor," he said. There's a lot of seriously injured people.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's really sad crowd. But this weed is good for them.
Yeah.
It helps them with their pain.
That's where I come from.
What can you catch but not throw?
The point of this fucking game, mate, okay?
You can catch it, but you can't
catch it,
throw
but
it.
I can't throw it back. You know what I'm talking about, mate?
That's right.
And there's goo everywhere!
What do you say when you throw people off of that show?
You're fucked, mate.
No,
it's usually bleeped.
That's what
it's
he
usually
says.
Bleeped. Everything he says is bleeped. You have no idea what he's saying.
The thing you can catch but not throw is a cold.
You can't throw a cold. Yeah, I feel like for that to be a better riddle, you would have had it's throwing a cold isn't a known thing. It would be like, come on, like, who wrote that riddle?
You make a lot of money in the riddle analyst.
I play the riddles in the Sunday paper. when the riddles come through with the comic strips.
All right, what does Gary Busey think of this question? What jumps when it walks and sits when it stands?
Doug, first of all, let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen a figure in the forest that was jumping when it walked and sitting when it stands?
Not in a forest, no.
Let me tell you, I've looked at it face to face. What we're looking at is not a physical creature from our corporeal world, but it is an avatar of the future and our ancient past. It is a member of the Anunnaki. And they are here as our future and once partners in our space travels. And the Anunnaki are here, and they are the ones that stand as they sit and sit as they stand and are jumping and as they walk through space and time.
So
and
that close, is because so close. It's kangaroo.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. www.kangaroo.org/IsraeliConspiracyPyramidsOut.
Thanks for coming by, Gary.
I'm just going to sit right here and meditate.
I love this game.
I prefer chess.
Let's go with... And you can have another hit if you'd like.
Oh, God. Do you realize I haven't been this stoned in, like, months?
I mean, I didn't know where you were at as far as how much you were smoking. But.
Yeah, this is like... I'm, like, baked.
Yeah, it's good, right?
It works. You just smoke more of it and you get higher, apparently. It's good.
Yeah.
No complaints so far.
Some people level out, though, pretty nicely, you know?
Yeah.
We figure 45 minutes is enough time for you to get, like, probably as high as you're going to get, you know?
45.
So at the very end, we want you to, you know, we want to go out with you really high.
All right.
I mean, I'll be there with you. I get high, too. It's fun.
It makes it so much higher when there's a galaxy behind you on the wall. I just watched you say that.
It was inspired. They showed it to me. What do you think of this?
It's a newly forming galaxy.
Yes. I love it. Wait to see the cartoons. They're gonna make animations of sequences from the show.
Do you mean to say that this is like this is a world that we are creating in this very moment?
I guess so.
That's what the set sort of bespeaks. I like it.
I'm trying
ultimate
to be,
universal and eternal power.
I want to be the Tom Cruise of podcasting.
Really?
Yeah. I want to be in charge of it.
Do you have any sunglasses?
Can
you slide on a hardwood floor in your underpants?
I'm sure I could.
I think that's what vaulted Cruise to the top.
He works
the airplane thing too.
Nobody works harder than that guy
at being
a movie star.
Oh, okay.
He has to learn something for every movie he's in. He has to learn a craft, you know? Like, he has to learn how to
fighter piloting,
throw bottles in the air and say poems on the bar. He has to learn how to do that. All right.
He has to be a secret agent.
This is for Tim Gunn, this question.
Great.
Yeah. And this question is brought to us by the good folks at Tresemme. What goes up and down the stairs without moving? What goes up and down the stairs?
Well, that's an interesting question. I'll tell you exactly.
Okay, Tim Gunn.
I think the same. What goes up and down the stairs at the same time is fashion. I think we're going up as we're retreading old ideas. I think what's going up is coming down. I think it's angular, and I think that light and shadow is in play, and I think it could come in 90-degree angles. I think it's hot. I think it works.
That's correct. No, it says the answer is a rug.
You're right. Or a banister would work.
Sure.
Sure.
Yes. Oh, good. Tom Likas is on here.
You got it.
Give me food and I will live. Give me water and I will die. What am I?
Give me food and I will live. Give me water and I will die.
Yes.
You know what? I know the answer to this. Do you know the answer to it?
I do. Because
give
it's on the
me
card
food,
right here.
I
it's
will live.
Card. Yes.
But with water, I'm gonna die. You know what I'm talking about?
What's
I'll
answer?
Tell you exactly what the answer is. It's something that you get, Doug, and it's something that I get. Tom, is your toll-free telephone number. And the answer is pussy. You know what I'm talking about?
I wish the answer was pussy.
The answer I'm talking about, that's what I got. Because women are attracted to the man.
That's some, you've been some weird ladies if water murders their pussy.
You bet I have. What I feed him is good old-fashioned tub. That's food for thought. You know what I'm talking about, ladies?
The answer is fire. Fire. If you give it food.
Fire is what?
Give it food. You know,
see, riddles are assholes. The answers are never guessable. And that's the thing about riddles. No one is ever like, I know that. They're always, the writer is the only one who knows the answer.
Throw it off the highest building and it won't break, but put it in the ocean and it will.
Throw it off the highest building.
Yes.
It will break?
Yeah, they just announced the new highest building is going to be the new World Trade Center. Yeah,
okay.
It's gonna be the tallest building.
You said tightest.
It's gonna be the tightest.
It's gonna be the tightest
that
building.
That building's gonna be the shit,
dude. It's gonna be the tightest.
So tight. Highest building, it won't break, but then you put it in the ocean and it will break. Break is a weird word, though. I'd say dissolve.
Put it in the highest.
It gives it away.
Highest building.
Yes.
It will drop it from the highest building.
This
it won't
building
break.
Is a contender right now for the highest building.
So it won't break if you drop it from the highest building, but it will break if you put it in the ocean.
Yeah. I don't think I would have gotten any of these right if somebody.
A sugar cube. Valid? Valid.
It might break if you throw it off a tall building. A sugar cube might break when it hits.
Really?
Yeah, maybe.
Wrong brand of sugar cubes, my friend.
The definitive answer.
Yes.
The inarguable.
Can I introduce you to Sweetness Farms? They're sugar cubes you could toss out of a skyrise apartment building and nobody will know the better. Sugar sweet.
Tissue.
Tissue. Very good.
Tissue's the
very
answer.
Very good. You understand it's a material thing.
All right, well, we won't subject any other guests to those sort of riddles. It was a fun experiment with you.
I was going to do Orson Welles.
Why?
Have you seen the Orson Welles? Because I'm that high.
Is he your favorite to do right now? Do you have a favorite?
He's always one of my favorites. I love, there's the video of him doing a champagne commercial and he's way too drunk. Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
I love that so much. It's like,
ah, he's heroically trying to go forward and do it. And he's like, ah, the French champagne Bordeaux has been celebrated for its excellence. There is a California champagne by Bonbassin, inspired by that same French excellence. And they're like, God, what?
And that's not an exaggeration.
No, that is, if anything, a pulling back. The real one is him, like, ah! He's flying.
Oh, man. Flames are coming out of his ass.
Yes. Well.
Whoa.
Still doing pretty good? Did you hit that again?
I did. Well, they're probably like, no! They're like, it hasn't been, it's, he needs to.
Well, it's good. Your riffs are long, so it does give you long breaks. Between,
are you complaining about the length of my riff?
No, I sit here and most enjoy the shit
much
out
like
of it.
The length of my riff,
people are watching this, losing their minds over it because they're getting high with us. And there's just one guy in the pot circle who is just insane with the crazy voices. I think it's pretty universal. I think most stoners like crazy voices.
That looked,
it's a theory that
I have. Looked so, I'd never seen something so trivial spoken about so seriously.
Yeah,
you were literally
meant it.
I think if there's one thing we know about this world, it's that the stoners out there like crazy voices. Details at 11.
Ish.
Don't hold me to 11.
Yeah, we'll get to it when we get to it. Damn, this show's flying by.
Holy shit.
Yeah. We gotta do another breaky.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. We were really on a roll there.
Someday we might sell stuff in the commercial breaks. Right now it's just, hey, watch our other shows on VPN.
Oh, yeah.
Which is fun for people to see. And so we'll look at that and be right back. The stunning conclusion.
Jury selection continues this week in a Manhattan courtroom where former President Donald Trump is on trial for falsifying business records. Prospective jurors were asked 42 questions aimed at determining whether they can be fair and impartial, such as, can you be fair and impartial? Have you ever been a Boogaloo boy or in Antifa? And what podcasts do you listen to? Trump's required to be present in the courtroom for this trial that could last until June, and he's been talking to reporters before he goes into the courtroom.
I should be right now in Pennsylvania, in Florida, in many other states, North Carolina, Georgia, campaigning. This is all coming from the Biden White House because the guy can't put two sentences together. He can't campaign. They're using this in order to try and win an election.
Donald J. Trump in court this week on Today Explained, every weekday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. Scott Aukerman here. And stay tuned for
another live streaming episode of Who Charted?
Improv for Humans.
On the Video Podcast Network.
Forget what we're saying. Okay. Unless it becomes an issue, then you come back and apologize.
Yeah, there you go.
Whoa,
there
hold
you go.
On.
Perfect.
Right. Wow.
Hey, we're back. Oh, shit, we're back. This is going great, I think. I'm really happy with this.
I think there's only one grade I would give this, and this would be like A.
That's the A.
That's how I do my grading.
Yeah.
No paperwork, no homework. It's all just sort of
you know
a
what
feeling.
That is, you know what that is in sign language, though?
What?
Right? If you tighten it up a little bit.
Oh, is it? What is it?
What do you think that is?
Is that... Wait, are you talking about pull up? You know what, you know what this stands for?
Tom Likas.
I don't care!
Yeah, yeah. Hello, Tom. How you doing?
Do you care?
Yeah, I do care.
I'm doing great! What is your question for the professor?
Every fucking call would start off like that.
Yes, it's like there's basically insane. 20 things that you say, and only those things, ever.
It was bizarre. I loved listening to that. This is a part of the show where you're good and high.
Yes.
And while I take another hit, we're going to make you watch a magic trick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's,
no.
Because it's Gabe time.
Hey, James.
Hi, Abe.
How's it going?
Great.
Hang on a second. The theme, the logo's probably not finished yet.
Is there a logo over us?
There is, yeah, and the sound effect, too, so.
Oh, great.
Okay, now it's time.
I didn't know any of that.
Pick a card, any card.
Okay. I'm going to take this guy.
Okay. Memorize it. Show it to the camera over there. I'll take it from you. I'm going to place it back inside the center. Is that fair?
Fair.
All right.
Fair play.
There's actually a string that comes up through the deck, and if I pull it like that,
yes,
your card actually comes right back to the top.
Impossible, sir!
Watch, I'll do it again. Back in the center.
Oh,
pull the
God.
String back to the top.
I heard it. With my own ear, I heard it, I swear.
Place your hand out like a table. The other way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, turn.
Oh, this way.
Yeah, there we go. All
right, make watch. Your hand a table.
Take your card. Place it inside this fan.
It's a long one. There.
Push it in. Pull the string. Back. Okay, sometimes it actually goes too far.
Oh, okay. Oh, whoa. Hey, nothing wrong with a good classic Joker, right?
Exactly. I don't think so. I'll do one more thing.
No, you didn't. No,
bend the card.
That part was impossible. That didn't happen. That didn't
not
happen.
Over yet, that's James. Right, you can see the card. It's physically bent in the deck, right? Watch this.
Oh, fuck.
Very, very good, sir.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right, see you later.
That yeah. was a devilish moment of conjuring.
That was, I think, the longest trick he's ever done. Yeah.
It was
a ten
of diamonds.
He's really getting...
That's an old trick called ten of diamonds, right?
I don't know what... I didn't really see much of it, but...
Okay. Was I not supposed to reveal it even afterwards? They're like...
Your album that people can get on
album?
iTunes and whatnot is available also at Earwolf.
Earwolf.
And yes. You have stand-up dates in the Midwest coming up in January.
Yeah.
You don't want to get too specific?
No, I like people guessing.
Yeah. Where's that guy going to be?
I'm going to be in Chicago and Columbus and Cleveland and Toronto.
Nice.
Yeah.
Doug Loves Movies. We're going to do tapings at the Improv in Tempe, Arizona on December 1st and the Neptune Theater in Seattle on December 13th.
Oh, shit. Neptune, be there.
Thank you, James Adomian, for
Thank
being
you,
here.
Doug. It's Low Hanging Fruit is my album.
What'd I call it?
I don't remember. I just want to make sure
I said the wrong words?
No, I don't know. I wanted to say that.
Okay, I think I said it right.
Hey, that's the best. Guys, in case you're ever wondering how to do an interview, this is the best way to end an interview. Low Hanging Fruit is the album that's my name of my album.
Yeah.
Mr. Carson.
Okay, all right.
What if somebody was that stone on a real TV show? Did you remember the name of my album?
Thanks, James Adomian.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Doug.
You could see you next Wednesday.